Welcome back to Farm Talk. News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. It's 2:49 on a Monday. It is time now for our North Dakota Corn segment. Today we're going to visit with the folks from the Corn Utilization Council. Carson Klosterman, he is actually out in Bismarck today, and he was at the same meeting that Pete Hannibut. Were you sitting close to Pete Hannibut? He's a pretty good guy. Were you sitting close to him?
Pete's like a good Lutheran. He filled the back up first.
Oh, he's like the kid in school, right? He's got to take the back row, and then everybody else has to sit up front just in case Doug start calling on people. He's like, what, Carson, did you hear what I said? Yeah, so all that kind of fun stuff.
I got caught by the coffee pot, and therefore I had to sit up front.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we are going to talk a little bit about, of course, you are the chairman of the North Dakota Corn Utilization Council, and you are a corn producer near the big city of Winemere. And how are things in Winemere, by the way? You guys got some snow on the ground there, or what's been going on in the city?
Yeah, we picked up, it would have been a week ago. Monday was about the last day everybody was out in the field, and around that 5:30, 6 o'clock, that was about the end of it. I know I was out doing some ditch maintenance, and it started raining about that time, and by the end of Tuesday, we must have had about an inch and a half of rain, and then the snow and the wind blew, and the ditches are kind of full, and I suppose you got a couple inches on the ground for the most part, but everybody worked at getting everything put away with the extended nice weather we had late into November, and I don't think anybody really got caught by any surprise. And now with this week, it's cold, and I think everybody's done doing stuff outside.
I got caught here a little bit, not because I've got something stuck out in the fields. Like, why do we have to immediately go to 9 degrees? Thanksgiving, that's what I'm stuck.
Think it'd be baby steps, but nope, it went from full-on working to nope, you're done.
Well, Carson, you are in Bismarck for the meetings today. It's the annual meeting of the Commodity Councils and Associations. This has been done for I don't know how many years, hosted by Commissioner Goring in the North Dakota Department of Agriculture. Each of the commodity groups had a chance to give a report, and we don't want to do the whole report, but can you give us just a little bit of a snippet of what you guys reported to the Ag Commissioner today?
Well, yeah, they kind of asked everybody to give kind of your top priority for 25 of what you want to work on, and then what are some struggles you think that you're going to come in facing in 25. And I guess the one I brought forward was, I'd like to get something figured out on this E15. There's some, fine print, which is the reason why it's not allowed for sale year-round. 8 other states have done petitions to allow it, and whether we get a governor signed petition or if we have some legislation to change the writing, hopefully we can get somewhere there. And then other states have gone so far as have the state fleet vehicle running some sort of E15 or mid-level blend, which I think everybody could get behind, because that does save, taxpayers' money. Because if you go buy the gas pump unleaded 88, anywhere from a nickel to a quarter cheaper per gallon, it's a win-win for everybody.
I have to go back, because I brought this up earlier today. I don't know much if I took too much cold medicine, but I swear it said E15 204 by the station here in Fargo. I'm going back there because I've got a flex fuel vehicle. If it's 204, I'm going to strap on another tank to my car, because that's pretty dang cheap.
Yeah. And I mean, that's, you make a comment about a flex fuel vehicle. Well, E15, I mean, that's approved for, just production in 2001 and later. So pretty much any vehicle can run that, no questions asked. And then you get into the E85, the high-level blends of ethanol in there. They suggest flex fuel to run them, but I think everybody's done their own experiments, and you might be able to find out it works in about everything.
I have never had any issues with it except for painless, and I'm not going to complain about that, especially with Christmas coming up. Save every day.
It's interesting, there was 16, commodity groups or 16 different organizations that spoke today, and I know there was some other ones in the audience. A lot of these were, you know, kind of a state, you know, kind of like the Corn Council. There's a we're a state organization. There's Century Code for us, along with a lot of these other ones, you know, dairy, oilseed, turkey, potato, I mean, so on and so forth. So to listen to everybody's accomplishments and what they're looking to do for 25 and some struggles, we kind of all share a lot of stuff. But, you know, we got plenty of good things. For instance, we'd like to try to get a lot more education done, and we're focusing that on, you know, really everybody K through 12. A week or two ago, we had some second graders go through that ag education building at West Fargo. And so that was really fun to get to interact with the kids. And kind of the first time they had a group go through there, there's some learning curves. So I think we can expand on that amongst everything else.
Well, speaking of things going on at the fairgrounds, it's not going to be that far away. Good gravy, it's already almost December. The Northern Corn and Soybean Expo is going to be taking place. Circle it on the calendar, February 4th at the fairgrounds. Registration opens up December 2nd. The tentative agenda is out. And I don't know, you probably didn't bring it with you to the Capitol unless you think the, you know, Doug likes to read. Stuff that's going on there.
I can help you out here.
I got it. It was a great show last year. I got to be one of the, you guys probably heard a lot of it, but I was wondering how it would be at the Butler building out there compared to the Fargo Dome, but I think it's been great. That was a great move to put it on the fairgrounds.
Yeah, it was, it's a pretty nice layout. And of course, first time out there, so we'll make some adjustments, but yeah, I got a schedule here I'm looking at.
Okay.
And, you know, it starts out, whether it's good or bad, there's a couple people that are made for radio, but we're going to be standing in front of everybody. But Rob Rose with the Soybean Council and myself for the Corn Council will give a welcome. And then we got some geopolitics and future of ag. And then we'll go into a growing season review and look ahead for 25. And then we got sustainable aviation fuels discussion, farm machinery in the future, grain outlook, and then they got hot topics to be announced is what they got in the afternoon, and then evolving role of renewable fuels. So
well, I guess
everything there,
they're a little competition, but we might as well mention it. You got Ag Day is out there. Are you guys going to be on the TV? Is that kind of what you're alluding to, because Clinton Griffiths is the MC? Is that right?
No, I think Rob and I just got to, we just got to stand there and say, hey, thanks for coming.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Then the, you got, I'm just going through the list here. This is like a power pack. I was thinking it was waiting for like the second day, but it's all one day. And you guys got great food too. So I would plan on coming. And you got to be a member of the two associations, right? Is that right? To be able to come?
No, it's free to everybody.
Oh, it's free for everybody. Okay. We can get some of those sunflower people to transfer over and become corn and soy people, right? I mean, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
All right. Just thought I'd throw it out there. All right, on that list, is you have a webpage people can check out if they want to take a look at the tentative agenda that is
NorthernCornSoyExpo.com.
Okay. What's the number one thing you're looking forward to on the list? Because there's like 100 different things here. And I'm thinking that I'm all about the renewable fuels meeting that you guys got at 4:10 in the afternoon. The evolving role of renewable fuels.
Yeah, it seems like ever since I've been on the board, it's and I give credit to the ethanol and renewable fuels, I think, for bringing me back to the farm and giving me a great chance to succeed with having a growing market to deliver corn to. Anytime I get a chance to listen or stand up and talk about the goods of ethanol, that's where I'm at.
Okay. Carson, are you all done with the meetings today? Are they wrapped up, or you got to go back in with the Ag Commissioner?
No. So, actually, I started the morning out here because it's the 86th Annual North Dakota Association's of Soil Conservation District.
Oh.
So I sit on the Soil and Water Board here for Richland, and that was I go from one meeting to the next, and now back over to the soil meeting here for the afternoon.
Oh, fantastic. I completely did not know that that was going on. That's a two-day event, isn't it?
Yep.
I'm going to have to look up the details on that. Now, is that tomorrow, too?
And then I got to hurry back home for a MNDAC board meeting tomorrow.
No rest for you. All right. Well, thank you, sir. Drive safe. I think the weather's going to be okay. Appreciate you coming on and appreciate what you do, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Yep. Thank you for everything.
All right. Again, Carson Klosterman, the chairman of the North Dakota Corn Utilization Council, part of our North Dakota Corn segment. We are in the North Dakota Corn Studios. We need to get our studios, though, with the corn floor, like they got out of the Butler building, just like the whole floor of the building, just putting corn.